This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKinney. Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives submitted a list of witnesses they want to testify in the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry against President Trump. And it includes former Vice President Joe Biden's son and the anonymous whistleblower whose allegations trigger the inquiry. The ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, sent a list Saturday to the committee chairman, Adam Schiff, who's unlikely to approve all of the witnesses on the list. Investigators enter a new phase next week when they begin publicly questioning witnesses after weeks of closed-door testimony. At least six people have been killed, more than 100 others wounded, when Iraqi security forces opened fire on protesters in central Baghdad. Edward Uranian has more from Cairo.
Amateur video showed Iraqi security forces driving crowds of hundreds of mostly young protesters off three key Baghdad bridges Saturday as they fired volleys of tear gas to push them back. Young men wearing surgical masks and headscarves to cover their faces skirmished with security forces on several major thoroughfares. The advance of security forces in Baghdad coincided with reports of a political agreement among top Shiite parties to support the government of Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi in return for political reforms. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces fired tear gas overnight to disperse protesters camped out in front of government headquarters in the southern port city of Basra. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Hundreds of pilgrims Saturday from India's minority Sikh community crossed the international border with Pakistan without a visa for the first time in 72 years to pay homage to one of their holiest shrines. The rare instance of cooperation to facilitate the religious journey comes amid a sharp deterioration and already tense ties between the nuclear-armed rival countries. This is VOA News. India's Supreme Court Saturday awarded a bitterly contested religious site to Hindus, dealing a defeat to Muslims who also claim the land that has sparked some of the country's bloodiest riots since independence. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Disputes over the area in Ayodhya have caused conflict between the groups, sparking some of the country's bloodiest riots since its independence. The decision paves the way for the construction of a Hindu temple in the northern town on the site of a ruined mosque, destroyed by a Hindu mob in 1992. A proposal Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling Hindu Nationalist Party has long supported. Representatives of the Muslim group involved in the case criticised the judgment as unfair and said it was likely to seek a review of the verdict.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Hundreds of mourners gathered Friday for the burial of a mother, her months-old twins, and two other children on the fringes of a township funded by breakaway Mormons in Mexico, and a second funeral for the victims of a brazen armed ambush. Yahaira Jaquez.
Hundreds gathered in the remote Colonia Levarón to bury Ronita Miller Levarón and her children, who were killed when suspected cartel gunmen ambushed three SUVs. Hers erupted in flames. Six women and three children. Authorities and relatives say the killings appear to be the work of the Juarez and the Sinaloa cartels, which battle for control of lucrative drug routes through the mountainous areas into the United States. Mexico has unleashed its army to fight the cartels, but it hasn't helped. Instead, it's led to more killings as criminal groups split off and fight amongst themselves.
Self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy, who had promised to return Saturday to Cambodia from Paris to mark the country's 66th Independence Day, landed in Malaysia Saturday, but he didn't return to Cambodia after months of speculation and escalating tensions. The acting president of the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party had said he would return to restore democracy in the country. He had called on Cambodian migrant workers in Thailand to join him during his planned crossing of the border from Thailand to Cambodia. The Thai government, however, has indicated it is unlikely to let Rainsy even into Thailand on national security concerns. Shortly after his announcement, tensions escalated in the country, with many opposition supporters either arrested or seemingly pressured to confess to crimes or to openly denounce CNRP. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.